I remember a couple saying to me that they had a life-changing experience when they met Pope Saint John Paul II. It wasn't so much what he said to them, but it was a light in his eyes. There was a presence about him that pierced their own hearts, and it created them a hunger, a yearning for God, a yearning to know Jesus Christ. And you could say a yearning to know his heavenly Father. And their lives were changed. When I read the gospel today, where the Lord says, "You are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world," I thought of this couple and their witness and their testimony. And when I meditated on this gospel, I thought about how powerful is it, this deep truth of our faith, that God, in creating the world, didn't decide to be like a dictator, but decided to create a world with such freedom, and created it out of his own freedom to choose that his creatures, us mere human beings, would be partners in his plan of salvation. God freely chose to partner with us in communicating his light, his grace, his truth into this world. And so, yes, Jesus Christ is the sole mediator between us and God. He's the mediator of salvation. But he invites us in that saving work with him. And so this vocation to be a light to the world is to be a transmitter, to be a communicator of this, of salvation, by preaching words of life, by living our life in accord with the gospel, whereby our life, even though it's simple, but if it's true, can pierce hearts and change lives. And we must use words as well. But our life must corroborate our words. Our life must back up our preaching, so that people will give praise to God, that their hearts will hunger for God, that their hearts will seek to leave the shadows maybe of their own sinful ways to seek truth and light. And it's important that we too become our witness to even to our own selves. And so, this amazing truth of this gospel today, that God says, you, yes, you are important. You are part of my plan. You are part of how I will save souls. And so we must not also underestimate that a soul in union with God, a soul in communion with Christ, filled with his divine life, really changes the world. Even the presence of that person, this earthenware vessel carrying this treasure, the divine grace in their soul, the whole Trinity living in them, can change souls. Saint Charles de Foucault, a great French saint who was canonized last year, this his whole life was to minister the presence of God just by being amongst people who didn't know Christ, to transmit the light of Christ to them. We should never underestimate the presence of God that we carry in us. It's not about how we feel, but it's about, based on the solid truth that if we're in that state of grace, we carry something saving, something life-giving, something life-changing in all of us. And this is the vocation of the church. This is the vocation of the Christian, to bring the light, grace of Christ into the world.